we're up at NOAC up at Michigan State University, and I am sitting here with Adrian from Stadgery Emblem.
Right.
And Adrian, I don't know what your last name is.
It's Lemister.
Lemister. So I've actually talked with Adrian a lot over the last couple of years. This is the first time we've actually really met and in person because Adrian with Stadgery Emblem does all the patches that we order through for our different events, so for Camporee and for Klondike Derby. And so I want to talk to Adrian today about patches and Stadgery. But first, how did you get to work for Stadgery Emblem?
Well, that's that's really funny. I left my job because I wanted to spend more time with my kids, and after about like 3 months of not working, I was like ready to go back. So a friend of mine, my best friend actually, sister-in-law owns the company. So like I didn't even know that at the time though. So I kind of just went on an interview like blind. And when I got there, she was the one actually interviewing me. So
nice.
Yeah, so it's been, I started in the shipping department because that's all they had open at the time. So I did that for about a year, and then I moved into sales. So
yeah.
And I've been there 16 years. So.
Well, rock and roll. So then, where is Stadgery located?
We're located in Woodstock, New York.
Woodstock, New York.
Yes.
So, and then that's where you live?
I live in Saugerties, which is about 8 minutes from my job.
Okay.
It's a next town over, but yeah.
So, when we talk about like having an initial conversation about like we have this event coming up, this is kind of an idea we have for a patch, what's the process from going from that initial idea to then having a patch at the end?
Well, it depends on what you send in. If we talk on the phone, I'll jot down everything you told me. I'll relay that to the art department, and they come up with a preliminary. Sometimes they're like right on. Other times there needs changes made, you know, so... It could go relatively smooth, or, you know, we could be at it for a little bit, you know, for the most part.
Yeah.
So that's why the most information is helpful at the time, you know, so they have a better idea of what it is that you want.
Yeah.
So.
So then, after it goes to, like, the art department, does it go to China?
No. In terms of, it gets sent to you. I send it to you for approval.
Yeah.
Once the approval process is done, it gets sent over to our production. It gets emailed over to them, and then it takes about 2 to 3 days to get a pre-production proof from them that then gets emailed to you. So
yeah, because what's cool is that it is a really relatively quick process. You know, dependent on art and everything in that, but once really you order it, in less than a month you have patches.
Pretty much.
And that's all over in
China. Most of the time, yeah. Unless you guys want to pay double the price and longer production time, they're
so
pretty bad.
Your guys' office, is it just you guys and graphic artists? Or?
Yes. It's sales department, graphic artists, shipping, you know, yeah. So pretty much everything paperwork-wise gets done here and sent over to, you know, our production team in China.
So then, Stadgery is, does your company do anything else besides patches?
Yeah, neckerchiefs, bolos, pins, we do, printed patches, woven patches, yeah, we do an array of stuff, t-shirts, we're not licensed for Scout t-shirts, but we do t-shirts.
I like woven patches. You don't see those as often, but I think
no,
really
they allow
nice,
for yeah, a lot more patches. Detail. Certain designs definitely. That's a better way to go. But
so then, what is some of the oddest requests you've ever had for patches?
Oddest? Oh gosh, why can't I think? I hear weird stuff every day. That's tough. I can't think of one offhand. I think the odd. It's not really odd now that I think about it, but it was odd at the time. They wanted snaps put on the patch so that you could pet. It was like this turtle or something, and all the legs had snaps, and there was one center hub, and everything snapped together. Like.
So then you could, like, move it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, we ended up doing it, but it was, like, the first time I ever would think of, you know, that came across my way anyway. But yeah, it was like a it was five different patches, because the head, the body, and the four legs were six different patches. Yeah, but they all had snaps on them, so they could snap together.
Have you ever had anything really odd in terms of like material that the patch is made out of?
Yes, actually, I have one in production right now that's done on cork material.
I heard that the patch is done on cork.
Yep. A customer of mine sends me the material, and we send it over to our production team, and we send the design over, the artwork, and they just embroider it on the cork material instead of regular twill or whatever. It's definitely a cool-looking patch.
Well, I've never seen one on cork, but I had heard of groups doing that. I've seen them on leather.
Yes, we do them on leather, too.
And I've seen one with lights in them.
Yep, we do the lights. Yeah.
It's crazy, some of the things.
Yeah, they have the lights. They have sound chips, ones with sound chips that talk. We did those for the Jamboree.
So I've seen ones that are like, they're not patches, but they're more like a pressed rubber.
Yes, those are PVC patches.
Okay.
And that's a totally different process. There's different guidelines for that, but... We can definitely do it, but they're a little pricey.
Yeah. I don't know if I really like that. As someone who, like, looks at old, you know, at patch collections, I don't know if that's...
Someone did OA flaps at the last NOAC that were PVC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, rock and roll. Well, so we have three questions that we ask everybody.
Okay.
The first question is, what is your favorite TV show?
Oh, NCIS.
NCIS?
Yeah.
Is that the one with Mark?
Yes, yes.
Rock and Roll.
My favorite.
No, we talk a lot about how a lot of TV shows now are like, this is how we're solving a murder. You know, and it's the science of it and not necessarily the detective work of it.
Yeah, definitely. And, I watch all those crime shows, like
NCIS. So you watch all the spinoffs?
Yep.
Well, Rock totally. And Roll. So if you had to start life all over again and you couldn't do the job you have now, what would be your dream job?
Dream job? Let's see. I couldn't do the job I'm doing now. Honestly, I would just love to, like, work with kids, because that's I have kids, and unfortunately, you know, I couldn't stay home with them because, you know, of financial reasons.
Yeah.
But definitely to work with kids in some kind of environment.
Well, how many kids do you have?
Three.
Three?
Yep.
And so, how often would you come out to a conference like this, where, like, you have a booth and you have, you know, you're in a tent?
Well, actually, I go to all of them, so it's once every couple of years, right?
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, and then I go to other stuff, too, for the company, but...
We're on your roll. So then our last question is, if you could meet anybody, could be alive, dead, fictional, and have a meal with them, who would you meet and what would you eat?
Definitely Mark Harmon from NCIS, and probably like some kind of seafood.
Oh, rock and roll. Well, Adrian, thank you very much for taking some time today. I know we just have a little bit of time and it's a really busy day today.
Yeah.
But thank you for your time, and we'll let you get back into your booth, and I know that we'll be ordering patches from you soon.
All right, thanks, Andy.
Thank you much.